think of all the possibilities that an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lickman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City or call us at 760-324-3651.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with four conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals. Whoops. Nigel put together mystery songs that have to do with my birthday, but I don't recognize it. Do you know this, Lisa?
I have no idea.
I like it.
Yeah?
Is there a vocal track coming? Okay, let's listen.
That might help.
That'll help. I like it when I don't know the song.
I know who's singing
who?
It.
Who?
Stevie Wonder.
Good. Really? He calls it Happy Birthday? You can't copyright a song title. You can have 42 songs called Tomorrow. Oh, let me listen. Oh, I like that.
Happy birthday.
Isn't that an interesting lick going on? Thank you, Nigel. Fun, 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 Joey pals. 26 years on the air and 76 on the planet, or the other way around.
I like the 67.
Do
it's
you
good.
Turn the 76 around?
Yeah.
Trombones or something. That's the voice of Lisa Stanford from
Dementia Help Center. We are the rescue plan for the family caregiver.
Oh, I like that. Have you told me that before? Probably. But now that I'm 76, I have an excuse. Rescue plan.
People think that they can go out when caring for a loved one becomes too much, and they start looking at different facilities and different communities, and it can be very overwhelming. And one of the things that we do, we specialize in, is pre-screening large communities and board and care homes and matching the client with their needs to the care home or to the community. Some people are better in a larger social situation. Some people need a smaller one-on-one, depending upon their care level. And that's what we do.
And it changes as you age, I think.
Changes all the time.
Yes.
You can start out in an independent living and be the social butterfly. And, you know, as things progress, end up in a one-on-one care situation, which sometimes is much better.
I think we've kind of paid attention to that today because Alan Jensen over at NeuroVitality, you can come and go and do that. Then when you need a little more care, you need to talk to Dementia Help Center.
Yeah, he's got a fantastic program. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I know you guys work together a lot.
Yeah,
and then Larry Davis always says, I'll wait.
Yeah.
That's where we finally go for the next chapter, right?
Yeah, I'm going to wait on that for quite a while.
Yeah, although I've planned my funeral and it's taken care of, paid for, so... Although I keep adding things.
Yeah, well, I can imagine the list goes on.
Why don't we have a dress rehearsal?
There we go.
There we go.
Well, you should do that. That way you can attend it and make sure it's perfect.
That's right. Produce it, direct it. Yeah, my kids would love that. You brought us, speaking of planning, what did you bring us?
I brought a few suggestions for the holidays. We have Thanksgiving coming, Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa.
Ramadan, you name
Ramadan, it. Ramadan, whatever your holiday is. That's coming up, and basically, we need realistic expectations.
Now, Joey Pals, let's be clear. We're talking, Lisa's talking about families with Alzheimer's and dementia issue going on, right?
Not only that.
Actually, these are pretty common sense.
Pretty common.
I'm going to be quiet.
You know, you might have that loved one that has dementia or Alzheimer's, or you have a brother or a cousin or whatever who's generally just a pain.
Yes. You know what I say for the holidays? Write this down. Manage your expectations.
Perfect.
Know what will and will not happen, and especially if you're the person orchestrating it.
Yeah.
But go ahead. I'm ready to write. The suggestions for the holidays.
Okay. Suggestions for the holidays. We'll talk about for those that are dealing with a loved one with dementia or Alzheimer's diagnosis. Be honest with the people who are coming to your celebration. Give them a heads up. You might have children. You might have cousins. You might have aunts and uncles that haven't seen this loved one in a while. And they have absolutely no idea. You don't want them to be in shock. Give them an idea of the way mom or dad or grandma, what their level of concentration is. If that loved one gets agitated during the holiday meal, sometimes often a quiet corner for them is a great thing. It can lower their stress level. You want kind of a quiet area. You may find that they're interacting with the little children more than they are with the adults. They could relate to them better.
Oh, my.
All of a sudden, they become the six-year-old's best friend because they might be on the same level.
And children are probably pretty kind about that.
That's true. They are. There's no expectations. Another one, honestly, we call this therapeutic tales.
Therapeutic tales.
It's not a lie that you tell your loved one. It's a therapeutic tale. If they want to know why Bob isn't at dinner or Sue didn't come, there's a family member that's missing. Instead of saying, well, you know, they died, that's really a tough one because, again, that person with Alzheimer's or dementia goes through the grieving process again and again and again.
Every time.
And if they ask you the same question six times during the meal and you tell them, well, they died, they're dead, they're gone, it can be very stressful.
Oh.
So a therapeutic tale is, well, they had to work. Or mom's not here because she had to take care of Aunt Sue. Aunt Sue wasn't feeling well. You can come up with a therapeutic tale. In my family, my brother went missing 3 years ago.
Really went missing?
Went missing. We found his car. We've never found him.
Oh, honey.
At this point, after 3 years, he's presumed dead.
He is? I thought it took 7.
Well, to legally have him declared, it's 7 years. But
I'm so sorry.
We haven't heard from him in 3 years. We have no idea. So my mom asks about him all the time. And, you know.
Of course she does.
My mom is just, my brother is the apple of her eye. And he's always been a computer whiz. So now I tell mom, you know, mom, he lives up in the Silicon Valley and he works for Apple and he's a programmer and he's so busy.
Good.
And he just can't be here. But, you know, maybe he can make it this weekend. That's another stall tactic. Is always a good thing.
Your mother has dementia or Alzheimer's?
She has a vascular dementia from a lot of traumatic brain injury that she had and a lot of mini strokes.
I'm so sorry about
my father had Alzheimer's. So this is something that, honestly, I was talking with my husband about it this morning, and you get really good at these things after a while. Uh-huh. To begin with, and I'm sure most caregivers, most family members with loved ones, number one, you're in denial. Number two, you're angry because why are they acting so strangely? Once you start going through the process, the more that you read, the more that you study, the more that you go to support groups like our Thrive, which is fabulous because you learn.
Be sure we talk about that.
So much. We had it today. And if you'd like to get invited to our support group, you can go on our website, www.dementiahelpcenter.com. And we'll see, we have it twice a month on Wednesdays, and it's from 10 to 11:30 in the morning. We also do it via Zoom, so if you're not able to get away.
Do you bring your loved one?
No, no, it's for
support.
Support.
Caregivers
and family. We had a lady the last time that we met 2 weeks ago that brought a friend who is extremely close to her and her husband who has dementia. And it was very informative to the friend what she's going through, kind of what to expect. You know, she's trying to be supportive and helpful.
Wow. So. I'm sorry. Gosh, both your parents and then your brother. Dad, gum, honey, I'm sorry.
God doesn't give us any more than we can handle.
That's right. God does not give you anything you can't handle. But I am going to talk to him when
sometimes
I get there.
Sometimes you want him to give you a break.
I have a list. Now, all right, let's go back to number one is be honest with the people who have dementia or Alzheimer's and the people who are coming. I'm sorry, I did that one wrong. Be honest with the people who are coming about the person who has dementia and Alzheimer's. Number two is the benefit of therapeutic tales. What's next?
Meet and greet time. Remind everyone who's coming to say their name to the person. Say, hi, I'm Lisa. I'm your cousin's best friend.
Yeah.
Or, hi, Grandma. It's Lisa. Mm-hmm. If at all possible, you can share a story and say, oh, you know, when I was growing up and you taught me how to bake your favorite chocolate cake, that was so much fun. I enjoyed it so much. And it'll kind of trigger that warm feeling for them. If you can tell them a tale and not to say, do you remember when?
Oh, don't say, do you remember?
No. Okay. A special story. Look them in the eye when you're speaking to them. Count to 10, give them 10 seconds to process what you've just said, because we have a tendency in our world to multitask and to talk really fast and expect fast answers, and everybody's talks over each other. So if you can kind of give them that chance to try and digest what you've just said.
Great tips.
It'll be a much more pleasant visit. And, you know, there's still a real person in there. Pay attention to their feelings. You could see if they're getting agitated or confused. And sensory overload, like a lot of loud music, screaming kids.
Is this number four?
Clanking dishes.
No, this is still under meet and greet.
Yeah. Okay. You want to kind of keep it as a...
no loud noises.
Kind of a more tranquil setting.
Gotcha. What's number four?
Oh, I
is there number four?
I'm not going to get into things like air travel and that. Creating a space where they're comfortable, bringing things that they enjoy using or doing. If you're bringing them from a community, like if they have a favorite blanket or they're always on their iPad, that's okay. Bring it with you.
Okay.
So they're comfortable. Children, as I said, may be their best friends, and let it be. But this is all on our website, too.
Oh,
so
great.
You can look at this and just have fun for the holidays.
Yes.
Lower your expectations.
Great stuff. This is the Rescue Plan for Families, put out by DementiaHelpCenter.com. Okay,
yes.
Go over the Thrive one more time.
Thrive is our support group meeting.
Is there a cost?
There is no cost. If you'd like information on it, you can call us at 760-636-6355.
Okay.
You can email me anytime, and it is lisa@dementiahelpcenter.com.
This will all be up on joeyenglish.com, everybody. If you're like me, and we all have a little bit of, you know, sometimes we talk about the symptoms, and we have every one of them, but you have little bits of them.
It's a brain fog.
Yes, it is.
It lifts.
It lifts, hopefully. Thanks an awful lot.
Thank you, Joey. And
now, how
happy
will
birthday.
You handle? Thank you. How will you do your Thanksgiving? Is your father still living?
No, my father is gone. My mom lives in a private home, board and care, with four other ladies, and
oh.
I will go in, and we'll have Thanksgiving dinner at my house early for
will
my other family
her?
Members.
No.
I will not, because okay. I have to do medical transport and caregivers. And,
oh gosh!
So it's
and
easier.
She probably wouldn't enjoy.
No, and she would enjoy if I come over there about yes. dessert time, that they're having dessert. So
that's
I'll do
perfect.
That.
Does she still know you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I'm lucky that, I'm very lucky that, well, who could forget me?
Hey, yeah, silly me.
Silly you.
Does she have dementia or Alzheimer's?
She has vascular.
Oh, you told me.
Vascular dementia.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, bless your heart. In a week, in a month, see what I'm doing? Senior moment. In a month, we'll talk a little more about Christmas to remind, go on to maybe some more of the tips.
And new treatments and
oh, yes.
new preventative measures.
Yes, they're talking about vaccines and pills. And will you cover all that for us
yeah.
next time? Bless your
That'll
heart.
Be great.
Okay, Joey Pals, our thanks to Lisa Stanford, DementiaHelpCenter.com. If you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.